Praise the Lord. This is Rose, and we're in the Clear Vision television program today, and I am excited. I have been praying through the night and looking forward to being with you today, because we're going to talk about some things today that is really going to encourage you and change your life. I'm into the life changing business. I like to see lives changed. And the title of the program today is To Decide to Live in the 5 G's. Well, what are the 5 G's? Well, the 5 G's are God, guidance, grace, gut, and gumption. And when you decide, when you make a decision that you're going to live according to the Word of God, and you're going to live it with gumption, then you're going to live in a place of victory. So praise the Lord that we're together today. I'm excited to be with you, and I just can't wait to give you this message. I'll see you in just a minute, and I love you so much. This is Rose.
God chose to richly bless you and make you His greatest blessing. Order Living God's Rich Life in Excellence today. This timely teaching by Rose guides you through 8 powerful principles that will keep you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Are you ready to live in divine health with all your needs and desires met and blessed beyond your dreams? Order today and begin living God's rich life. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, The Champion in You.
I'm so excited to be with you today. We're having so much fun in this time of production and studio. And today we're going to talk about decisions. How important are decisions, and how do you make decisions, and when you make one, what do you make it about? Decisions are what God wants you to make for Him, because He's made some for you. And He wants you so blessed. And one of the decisions we need to start out learning to make is to decide to have a glorious love affair life with God. See, you can have a love affair life with God. You don't have to have a life of despair and discouragement. Living a life of victory in love with Jesus is an adventure, not a problem. A lot of people think serving the Lord is a struggle. Oh, I just don't know if I'm going to make it today, they'll call in and tell me. People will. Well, honey, if you know the Lord, you know exactly what's going to happen today. You're going to live a life, a blessed life. You're going to live a life of victory. And I have to ask you today, are your decisions limiting the Lord? Is what you're deciding limiting God? Examine your decisions today, because I'm talking to you from this little book that was just shown to you, Living God's Rich Life in Excellence. And there are 8 principles in this book. And the 4th principle that I'm teaching from today is on decisions, how valuable your decisions are. And when you order this little book and you get into this little book, I guarantee you the word in here and the principles that I've laid out that God has given me will change your life. So get this little book today. We're going to stay in this little book for a few more minutes and talk about what you need to do to make decisions. See, love is a clear vision decision. Love is the first decision you need to make. Love is the pathway to the what I call the 5 G's. What are the 5 G's? Number 1 is God. The next one is guidance. The next one is grace, God's favor. The next one is your gut, your inclination, your spiritual discernment. The next one is gumption. And gumption is just good old common sense. Isn't it though? When you know not to do something, don't you have some common sense about it? I know you do, because I have had to learn that myself. Decisions are powerful seeds that you sow every day. So make quality decisions to choose life and blessings. Where does God talk about that? Let's go to Deuteronomy 30:19 real quick. When we look at Deuteronomy 30:19, we see what God gave us as one of our first decisions. He says, I call heaven and earth to witness this day to you that I have set before you life and death, the blessings and the curses. Therefore, choose life, that you and your descendants may live, and may love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and cling to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days. Beloved, when you decide to choose life, when you decide to choose the joy of the Lord in your life, when you decide to choose God's promises, when you decide that your job, that your only job is to agree and decide that God loves you, then you're going to have the life that God has planned for you. I know someone's watching today and you've made some very basic decisions that changed your life for the wrong. You made some decisions that changed your life in a terrible way. Well, you can unmake those decisions. Let's look real quick at Psalms 91 and learn more about what we have to know about what God decided. See, God made decisions on your behalf before you were ever born. He decided to love you. And let's look at Psalms 91 and see what else He decided. He decided to create you. That was a big decision, wasn't it? You wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for God deciding to create you. And He created you marvelous and intricately. He created you in His image. Psalm 91 tells us some of the things that God has decided. God says, He says that He has decided to cover you with His pinions under His wings. He has decided that if you trust and find refuge in Him and His truth, His faithfulness will be a shield and a buckler. He's decided to protect you. This whole chapter of Psalms 91 talks about God's decisions to protect you, to provide for you. God says that if you decide to trust Him and you decide to find refuge in Him and you decide to stay in His presence, that you'll not be afraid of the terror of the night. And you'll not be afraid of the arrow of the evil plots or slanders of the wicked that fly by day. Have you ever had anybody come against you? Talk bad about you? Tell lies on you? If you have, you know what I'm talking about. God says here, if you decide to stay in His presence and stay in His goodness and stay in His love and love Him and love other people and love yourself, and that's a tough one, isn't it, loving yourself? He says here that He's decided that a thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, and it'll not come near you. You'll be protected. He says you'll only be a spectator. You'll only be watching because you have made the Lord your refuge, because you've decided that God is your most high dwelling place. And what God will do about that if you decide that, He says there'll be no evil befall you or any plague or calamity come near your tent, near your dwelling, near your life. He'll give His angels charge over you to accompany you and defend you and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. And the angels of God will bear you up on their hands, and you'll not even dash your foot against a stone. Beloved, I can't imagine in my life, since I understand this now, ever deciding again to not be in the presence of God. See, we've got to decide. We've got to decide what we are going to do with our lives. And we have the right to decide it. We have the right to decide it, and we have the right to act on what we decide. Pressure can burst a pipe, or pressure can make a diamond. Are you under pressure today? Maybe you're under pressure in your life financially. Then make a decision to honor God. And sow your finances. You say, well, Rose, I don't have any finances. Yes, you do. Whatever you have, give part of it to God. Let Him multiply it and bring it into a harvest for you. Decide right now to press on and love yourself. Decide to love other people. Decide to become a diamond. See, you can become a diamond or you can bust wide open and let your life fall apart. Everybody has the opportunity and the temptation of the enemy to be under tremendous pressure in this day and age. God has victory for you beyond your wildest dreams. And He wants you. He wants you standing in His royal love, because He'll never condemn you. Romans 8, 34, 39 tells us clearly, God is in the position and has made the decision that He will never, ever condemn you. Let's read that scripture in Romans 8. Romans 8, 34 and through 39. We'll just read part of it. Romans 8. See, when you read the Word, you're learning some of the things God has already decided for you. And when you agree with the Lord, you're going to decide what He's decided. See, God says He's God. God knows who He is. God is who He says He is. And if God is who He says He is, then you're who He says you are. Do you believe God is who He says He is? I know you do. Then you can believe that you are who God says you are. And He says you are His holy, beloved child, that you're called by Him to be blessed, to be living a great, good life, a life that honors Him, a life that honors yourself and gives joy to yourself and other people. Let's read this, Romans 8, 34. It says, who is there to condemn you? Will Christ Jesus, the Messiah, who died, or rather who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, pleading as He intercedes for you? Who will ever separate you from Christ's love? Shall suffering, affliction, tribulation, calamity, distress, or persecution, or hunger, or destitution, or peril, or sword? For your sake, all day long, we are regarded and counted as sheep. And yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through Him who loved us. God loves you. He loves you so much. And He wants you to make decisions today to walk in these five G's, I call it. To walk in His goodness, to walk in Him. God is goodness. He is provision. He is divine faith and healing. He wants you to walk the way He would have you to walk, to have and decide to have all that He wants you to have. But you have to make the decision. Today we're going to make decisions. We're going to make decisions of what we're going to do all day long. Even while you're watching this program, you're going to make decisions. You're going to make decisions about your life. And I'm here to help you do that. I love you so much. Decisions are powerful seeds you sow, and when you make those quality decisions, then you'll have life and blessings. That's what God wants us to choose, life and blessings. Decide to confidently live every single minute in all of God's goodness and all of His unlimited love. Decide that God can do anything. See, even if you decided or not, God still can do anything. Because God told me this way. He said, Rose, what I say is already done, whether you believe it or not. When you believe it, when you agree with it, when you decide that it's right, then I can manifest it in your life. Beloved, I want God's goodness in your life. I want His goodness in my life. And I want Him to know, and I want you to know, that you can serve the good God. I love you so much. I'll be right back. I can't wait to finish this message with you and tell you more about how you can decide the things of God that'll make your life so good. God loves you. I love you. I'll see you in just a minute.
God chose to richly bless you and make you His greatest blessing. Order Living God's Rich Life and Excellence today. This timely teaching by Rose guides you through 8 powerful principles that will keep you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Are you ready to live in divine health with all your needs and desires met and blessed beyond your dreams? Order today and begin living God's rich life. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, The Champion in You.
Do you realize how many decisions a day we make? I had no idea. And then somebody did a study, you know, those great studies that are always being done about everything. And someone did a study and determined that we make 2,500 decisions a day. An average person, an average day, will make 2,500 decisions in a day. That's a whole lot of decision making if you're making the wrong decisions. So I think it's pretty wise if we get into the Word here and find out what kind of decisions God wants us to make so we can live the life that He's asked us to live in His goodness, totally blessed. Let's look at Isaiah 43:2 and talk about this for a minute, because you see, I keep talking about how God loves you, and I keep talking about how powerful God is in your life. But listen to what He says in Isaiah 43:2 about this decision business. But now, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. For I am the Lord your God. Wow. That's power. That's the power of God in your life. And all He wants from us is to make the decision, the choice, to accept that. He wants us to make the choice and the decision to agree with His Word for us. God wants you today to decide that you can have the victory that He has for you beyond your wildest dreams. You may be in a situation. Are you in a situation that feels like you're going through a fire, that makes you think you're overwhelmed in a flood? Well, it said right there, God told us, I will be with you through the rivers. They will not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Beloved, you can make quality decisions because God is going to be with you. When you decide to act like God acts, talk like God talks, think like God thinks, and I've got a wonderful little book here I want to send you that I'm reading from now and I'm teaching from, called Living God's Rich Life in Excellence. And it has 8 powerful packed scriptures, 8 powerful principles that teach you. Principles like making the Word of God your first priority. Principles like making your decisions, how to make your decisions, and how to stand on your decisions. How to think. Thinking, that's a principle. How you think. There are 8 wonderful principles in here. Principles on your emotions. You may have raging emotions, but right now we're talking about decision making. And I want you to understand that you are to decide today. You can decide today, and God wants you to decide today, that you are His champion. Decide to believe that you are the champion of God. You are who God says you are. You are a royal grand champion. Throw down decisions that try to overcome you. Things like, I hear people say it all the time, well, God hasn't done anything for me lately. I just don't think God can take care of this problem. Honey, God is God. He is who He says He is. I say it over and over. And He can take care of anything that you come up with. In fact, He already has it planned to take care of it before you ever got to it. But when you yield your life to Him, when you stand in His presence, and when you tell Him, oh God, You are my glory and the lifter of my head. Oh, Father God, thank You. Thank You that You're my protector and my blessing. Thank You, Father, that I choose You. I decide to choose you, Father, today. I decide today to be who you say that I am, to act like who you say that I am. That's what I'm doing on this program, beloved. I'm trying to teach you, and I'm willing to come here and teach you what God says about you. Thank you, Father, that I choose today your victory. I choose today your love and blessings for me today. When my dad went on to be with the Lord, it was a great loss in my life, and I had to make a choice. Am I going to despair and grieve and be in sorrow over the death of my father, the going on, the passing on of him from this life into the life eternally with the Lord Jesus? Or am I going to stand in the presence of the Lord and gain satisfying, unshakable truth that in the body of Christ, in a person's life that knows Jesus, there is no death? The physical body dies, yes. The physical body goes in the ground, yes. The physical body goes back to dust, yes. But the person, the spirit of man, the spirit of who you are, goes on to spend eternity with Heavenly Father. So I had to make a decision, and I saw my father, my dad, my earthly dad, in a prayer time with the Lord. I saw him standing at the right hand of the Lord God in the throne room. Do you think that I would decide to not rejoice about that? And you can too. If you've allowed a loved one in your heart to leave and go on to be in heaven with the Lord, decide today to rejoice. Decide today to rejoice that God has that person standing, that loved one, right at his right hand in the throne room. Amen and amen. We are victorious. And right now, I want you to decide to be thankful. I want you to know that you can be an example and a blessing of honor to the Lord. Get up every morning and start counting your blessings. Before your feet ever hit the floor, lay in the bed, look at the ceiling, look around the room, whatever. Start saying, Father, thank you. Thank you that you love me. Thank you, Lord, that you're in my heart and my life today. Thank you that you're going to take care of me. Thank you, Father, that I can decide to receive you today. Thank you, Lord, that I've made Jesus my Lord and personal Savior. See, you may not have done that yet. You may not have made Jesus your Lord and Savior. You may not have made that decision. Well, God wants you to make it today. And all you have to do when you make it is say, Father, thank you that I receive Jesus into my heart. I receive him into my life. I receive him as your son, as my Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Father. See, now you've made a decision to spend eternity with the Lord. You've made a decision to spend your eternity, your entire existence in heaven with God. If you've made that decision, call the ministry, ask for me. I want to pray specifically with you. But for those of you who are watching, for anyone who's watching, I'm speaking to you right now about the decisions as a Christian that you've made in your life. Maybe you've gone through a terrible marriage as a Christian. Maybe you decided to get a divorce. Maybe according to the word you were allowed. See, the Lord doesn't hold us in bondage. And he tells us there are ways and reasons that he will release us from certain circumstances. And that's a whole nother message. But if you made that decision and you've been guilty ever since, let me assure you and guarantee you today, God is not looking at you as a condemned person that made a decision that you shouldn't have made, or you wish you hadn't have made, or you'd like to have made different. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's over. The past is done. And now it's time to decide today. Decide right now and declare the greatest wealth of rich resources in Jesus are yours, to always have and always to give. Decide right now that you'll keep declaring that you're healed and made whole, even in the midst of every circumstance that says you're not. Decide right now that you have great children in your family. You have great loved ones, even if sometimes they're very difficult in your life. Decide that right now. Decide and keep declaring God's word out loud, that no weapon formed against you can prosper. I want to read a testimony to you, a really, really wonderful testimony that came in the ministry. And this young lady wrote in, and she had been watching the program, and she just wrote it on a little card to me. And she said, "Dear Rose, I decided to tape your program every Sunday on Channel 7. That was in her area, while we are at church. Then when we get home, I play back your message. You are more real than most preachers, and I don't know how to praise the Lord for you enough. I would love to have your little books, The 30 Days, The Champion in You. I would love to read these books every day. And since you sent me one other book, I have prayed over it since the first day I got it, and I have read it over and over. I want to thank you today that I can start every day new. I want to thank you that I can read something that makes my life better. I want to thank you that what I read from you is the truth. I want to thank you, and I want to thank the Lord. I've decided today," she said, "to thank the Lord. I wish you would send me more books. And for the work you're doing, I want to support your ministry because you are really blessing the Lord." If you're watching today and you want to support this ministry and you want to be a blessing to the Lord through this ministry, call me. If you want prayer, if you want prayer and you want to learn more about how to make better decisions, call me and let's pray together. Call and order your little books. They're offering you this little devotional, 30 Days, The Champion in You, and Living God's Rich Life in Excellence. I want you blessed. I want you deciding to be blessed. Come back with me the next time I see you on the program, and we'll talk more, and I'll love you some more. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. Thanks for being with me. I'll see you next time.